Welcome. You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Good day, Colorado, and thank you for joining us for the October 1st reading of The Environment. My name is John. Today, we'll go by the numbers and share a couple of articles, first from the magazine The Sierra Club, 12 pet brands that specialize in sustainability and a circular economy, and from Mother Earth News, 10 nutrition tips to boost health and flavor in fresh food. Back to our first article, 12 pet brands that specialize in sustainability and a circular economy. Feed, comfort, and entertain your best friend in closed-loop fashion. Written by Katie O'Reilly. You should be able to love your pet without participating in an unsustainable and wasteful pet economy. For generations, the animal care industry has been marked by excessive packaging, futile novelty toys, and an abundance of single-use plastic. What's an eco-conscious pet owner to do? As a consumer, you have a lot of power to help instigate change. That can often begin with just changing the day-to-day choices you make about what you buy and from which company. Fortunately, there are more and better choices out there to help you love on Fido and Fluffy without damaging the earth. The smaller brand market abounds with not only food waste turned pet fare, but also toy and gear repair programs, in-brand recycling programs, and even cat condos crafted from dumpster treasures. Here are some pet brands that will help you and your four-legged friend walk the circular talk. Here's a classic Oregon take on sustainable pet food, Portland Pet Food Company, partnered directly with local breweries to turn spent barley malt grains into brew biscuits. These premium dog treats help divert 13,000 pounds of the nutritious, fibrous brew waste from landfills in 2024 alone. Portland Pet Foods upcycles practically all of the main ingredients, salmon, bacon, sweet potatoes, eggshells, and spent grains, thanks to a partnership with Pacific Northwest meat and seafood vendors happy to find a home for those ends and pieces, and with the nearby farmers who grow the 15,000 pounds of sweet potatoes deemed too small or oddly shaped for market. What's more, through an alliance with TerraCycle, Portland Pet Food allows customers to send many products packaging back where it's fully recycled. Good news for cat people? In 2022, the brand expanded to include upcycled goodies for felines. And here's a photograph. It's a headshot of a golden retriever by a pond accepting a wishbone sort of toy from someone who's not on the camera. And the article continues, Bennett Bone makes it easy to give your dog's chew toys a second life. Once Buddy has chewed through at least 5 of any brand of dog chew, you can create an account on their site, add the $10 recycling label to your cart, you'll get it back in $10 credit for new chews, attach the emailed label to your box, and drop it at your local UPS outlet. Bennebone will keep your dog's loved-to-death wares out of landfills, crafting new chews from the wreckage. Spencer Williams, the founder of Westpaw, grew up on a ranch in Montana and knew harvested animals' organ meats were going to waste or compost. In 1996, he founded Westpaw with an eye toward investing in supply chains that would support both rural economies and land conservation efforts. The company's beef sticks for canines bear QR codes that allow consumers to trace ingredients back to grass-fed cows on regenerative ranches. Westpaw will also help you reincarnate dog gear from recycled polyester fibers and repurposed ocean plastic. Inspired by Patagonia's provocative 2011 Don't Buy This Jacket campaign, Westpaw's Join the Loop recycled gear program empowers consumers to send in or drop off chewed up, loved to near death dog toys to be washed, chipped into little bits, and remolded into new products that can theoretically be recycled infinitely. It's notoriously difficult to recycle pet food containers, as they often require multi-layer or multi-polymer materials that are difficult to separate, and also because oily residue left by kibbles and other food particles tend to complicate mechanical recycling operations. Massachusetts-based Weruva has found a way to circumvent that issue via its unique WeruCycle program, launched circa 2022 in an effort to make a dent in the 300 million pounds of animal pet food waste that ends up in landfills. And just a note here, the name of this company is Weruva, W-E-R-U-V-A. Feed your canines and felines WeruCycle eligible products. Clean out thoroughly and send them back to Weruva's headquarters. Thanks to the brand's partnership with a specialty material recovery facility, Weruva staffers will ensure empty pouches and treat bags are repurposed into plastics for park benches, children's playground equipment, parking block filler, and more. As of Earth Day 2025, Weruva had recycled almost 300,000 pieces of pet food packaging. Here's a picture of what looks like a mix, maybe a pit bull with a vest on, sitting next to a box. And this is a real dog box. The article continues, "The team of certified canine nutritionists behind Real Dog Box custom tailors monthly assortment of treats, toppers, meatballs, and or chews made from food industry byproducts like lamb ribs, anchovy bits, duck heads, and pig ears, upcycled into nutrient-dense treats delivered to your front door. The products come in reusable bags tucked into recycled cardboard boxes. A subscription runs from $12 to $60 a month, and with text access to nutritionists, they're great options for pups with allergies, food aversions, and specific dietary needs. Real Dog Box boasts a tapeless, plastic-free, and reusable design, and it typically comes with reusable stickers and other zero-waste goodies. As they say, circular variety is the spice of life." Next photograph is one of those cat play toys, multi-stories or levels with carpeting on the pole and all of the platforms. The article continues, "Furniture, Cat Furniture, is a line of high-end cat trees, cradles, pedestals, steps, and more made from surplus materials diverted from landfills and covered in carpeting scraps. The company took off at a 90s-era Minnesota State Fair when it unveiled an ergonomic feline jungle gym made from scavenged wood and old electrical spools. Founder Daryl Mickelson's guiding philosophy? Utilize existing products and think like a cat. Furniture's St. Paul, Minnesota store hosts regular cat adoption events and employs special needs adults who live with disabilities. Inspired by the environmental potential found in insect protein, the humans behind Montreal-based Wilder Harrier began upcycling bugs into pet food with the 2016 launch of biscuits made from cricket protein. As it turns out, dogs also love the taste of black soldier flies, which veterinarians say carry solid potential for allergy relief. So Wilder Harrier provides complete insect protein dog food. Perhaps your pooch is more of a seafood aficionado? Wilder Harris found a way to fish invasive silver carp out of U.S. waters to help stop their spread into the Great Lakes, where they wipe out native fishing stocks. The company then upcycles them into the brand's omega and probiotic-rich sustainable fish formula, intended to promote gut health in sensitive stomachs. Wilder Harris also crafts canine victuals from brewery byproducts, surplus produce, and even leftover pulp from fellow Canadian food waste-fighting company Loop Missions Juices. Canadian customers are eligible to partake in Wilder Harrier's free mail-in recycling program created to divert empty pet food bags from landfills. Launched in 2017 to take a bite out of food waste, Shameless Pets proffers nutritious dog and cat treats made from human food supply discards. Think apple pulp from cideries, lobster shells, which can provide a boon for dogs' achy hips, from cannery operations, and all manner of produce that simply did not meet grocery stores' high cosmetic standards. The Chicago-based brand's website makes all intel about ingredients and partnering farms transparent and educational. And there's a beautiful picture of a some sort of setter, an Irish setter, sitting next to some dog biscuits. The article continues, "The Conscious Pet, based in Austin, Texas, partners with local restaurants and other food businesses to recover surplus, unused food and kitchen scraps. The scraps are then dehydrated via a proprietary, renewable, energy-powered process and transformed into pet treats. In addition to the treats' production being zero waste and intensely local, they're packaged in a fully compostable bag." There's a great picture of a terrier laying on a blanket-covered bed, obviously looking towards someone that has a treat. The article continues, "Animal behavior scientist Linda Brent launched Blue Toby Sustainable Pet Products with a dog bed made from circular materials including organic cotton and other recycled textiles, foam cast-offs from local North Carolina furniture manufacturing, outer covers made from soda bottle-powered polyester, and a second cover designed to be easily removed for washing. The idea, Brent says, is to catalyze a paradigm shift in which people start viewing their pet beds as part of their home's permanent furniture scape rather than disposable objects. All Blue Toby products are designed and manufactured sans chemicals and with all foam and latex scraps shredded and used in other products within the same 100-mile radius and shipped in recycled materials. For every dog bed sold, the brand donates a blanket to shelter pets and plants a tree." Our next picture is a couple of dogs. It looks like a St. Bernard and a Labradoodle of sorts, both wearing Christmas hats, sitting in front of a Christmas tree. And the article continues, "Founded by animal rescue advocates, Modern Beast exists to eliminate excess and bolster animal welfare organizations, which receive 100% of profits. Every aspect of Modern Beast production is driven by its commitment to the circular economy. Felt cat toys are die-cut from naturally regenerating wool, and the discards repurposed to craft the brand's signature felt hats. Dog beds are stuffed with a high-loft fiber made from eternally recycled materials. Each pound diverts 7 7-Up bottles from landfills. Bandanas are cut from large yards, the offcuts of which are transformed into Mod Mice toys for felines. Modeled more like a non-profit, think Newman's Own for dogs and cats, than a traditional company, Modern Beast started as a wholesale fundraising business, morphed into a pop-up retail store at a Los Angeles mall that got so popular it overstayed its month-long lease by 2 years, and finally became an online site with global distribution. A small operation that began with compostable poop bags, Little Archie's has since unveiled popular leashes and dog collars boasting recycled fiber and webbing made from recycled polyester that started life in the form of plastic bottles. Little Archie's dog waste bag dispensers are made from partially recycled canvas, and founder Melanie Lipsy crafts canine accessories from organic cotton. Whenever possible, she upcycles excess materials from the manufacturing process into limited-run dog gear offerings and hosts frequent sample sales. And moving on to our second main article today, from Mother Earth News, 10 Nutrition Tips to Boost Health and Flavor in Fresh Food. How you handle, cook, and store fresh food, and the types and varieties you choose all affect its flavor and nutritional value. Written by Joe Robinson. Of course, the article opens with a too-good-to-be-true picture of harvested vegetables, tomatoes and cucumbers and squash and cauliflower, red peppers, purple grapes, and the article begins, "I've spent the last 10 years combing through scientific studies for little-known but important nutritional information about fruits and vegetables. I've discovered a great deal of valuable research that has yet to filter down to consumers. Some of the findings are surprising and incredibly easy to put to use. Who would have thought you could double the amount of antioxidants in lettuce simply by tearing it into bite-sized pieces a day or so before you eat it? Or that you'll get even more of the bionutrient lycopene from a watermelon if you leave the melon on the kitchen counter rather than storing it in your refrigerator? You may need to learn a few new tricks and change some habits, but you'll be well rewarded for your effort in the form of boosted flavor and better health. Plus, you don't have to spend any extra time or money. Here are 10 nutrition tips to take full advantage of all the health benefits fresh produce has to offer. We've created a top nutrition tip sheet that you can print or download for easy reference. Pin it to your refrigerator. Here we go. 1. Eat heavy breathers with a high rate of respiration first. Most people assume that fresh fruits and vegetables die after they've been harvested. Not so. They continue to respire or breathe even when stored in the depths of your refrigerator. They're alive. When they respire, they absorb oxygen and release carbon dioxide. To fuel this activity, they begin to use up their stores of natural sugars and antioxidants. So, by the time you eat them, they will have lost some of their natural sweetness, become more acidic, and contain fewer antioxidants. Some fruits and vegetables respire more quickly than others. I call these heavy breathers. These are the foods you should aim to eat as soon as possible after you harvest them or bring them home from the market. Foods that fall into this category include artichokes, arugula, asparagus, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cherries, corn, kale, lettuce, mushrooms, okra, parsley, raspberries, scallions, snap beans, spinach, and strawberries. All heavy respirers. Number 2. Fresh and picked ripe. Soft vegetables and fruits, such as berries, will provide incomparable flavor and nutrition if grown at home or bought from a local farmer. These foods are easily damaged during mechanical harvest, shipping, and storage, so the commercial food industry has found a workaround, harvesting them before they're ripe. Tomatoes, strawberries, nectarines, and peaches are picked while still green so they can arrive in stores unblemished. The problem is that these fruits never develop the full flavor of those that ripen in the field. What you can't see or taste is that they have fewer nutrients as well. Berries are naturals for the home garden because they're delicate and can spoil in a matter of days. Treat yourself to a feast of flavors by growing these at home or embarking on a you-pick session at a local farm. Number 3. Taste the rainbow, blue, red, and purple vegetables. So-called novelty vegetables, such as blue potatoes, purple cauliflower, and red carrots, are beginning to show up more often in supermarkets, farmers markets, and seed catalogs. I've discovered that these are actually the original colors of these vegetables. Throughout the centuries, we've bred out the rich hues in favor of white, green, and orange. Unwittingly, when we got rid of the purple, blue, and red, we were casting away anthocyanins, potential antioxidants that may reduce the risk of cancer, cardiovascular disease, obesity, diabetes, and memory loss. Reclaim these benefits by buying deeply colored fruits and vegetables at the market or growing them in your garden. Our meals should be a riot of colors. Number 4. How to harvest greens. Chill out. Commercial growers know produce stays fresher longer if it's chilled right after harvest. Some fruits and vegetables get covered with ice before they leave the field. We would do well to follow that example. Rather than leaving a basket of freshly harvested lettuce or kale sitting on your back porch, bring it in, dunk the greens in ice water, dry them off, and store them in the crisper drawer of your refrigerator. The same applies to food you bring home from the market. That meat and dairy must be refrigerated as soon as possible is a well-known fact of food handling. But the heat in a car can also spur the growth of potentially deadly bacteria on fresh produce and cause the food to lose flavor and nutritional value. Make a habit of shopping for food after you've completed all of your other errands. Take along an ice chest if you have a long journey home. 5. Make mine crunchy. Asparagus, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cabbage should be cooked lightly. If they cook for more than 5 minutes, their natural sweetness disappears, and off flavors and sulfurous fumes begin to develop. Most people overcook these vegetables, which is one of the reasons so many people dislike them. To shorten the cooking time, chop the vegetables into smaller pieces. For instance, follow these steps to perfectly steam broccoli. Cut the broccoli into egg-sized clumps and arrange them stem side down in a steamer basket over a pot of boiling water. Put on the lid and set a timer for 4 minutes. As soon as the timer rings, take off the lid, remove the broccoli from the heat, and arrange it in a serving dish. The broccoli will be vibrantly green, a bit crunchy, rich in cancer-fighting bionutrients, and oh, so sweet. 6. health benefits from garlic. To get the biggest health boost from garlic, chop it, slice it, or press it, and then let it rest for 10 minutes on your cutting board. Here's why. Allicin is the main healing ingredient in garlic, and this healthful nutrient forms when two compounds in the clove mingle together. This mingling happens when we bite, chop, slice, or press garlic. The reaction of allicin in garlic takes about 10 minutes to complete, but it stops short if you expose the garlic to heat before the time has elapsed. Setting the garlic aside for 10 minutes ensures you get some of the famous medicine garlic has to offer. Number 7. Smaller may be better. Open a seed catalog and you'll see fruits and vegetables touted as extra large, gigantic, and big enough to fill your plate. Neighborhood bragging rights typically come from growing the biggest fruits and vegetables on the block, but new research shows that smaller varieties may be more nutritious. This is especially true for tomatoes. The smaller and darker red the tomato, the more lycopene it has per ounce. Small tomatoes are also higher in sugar and have a more intense tomato flavor than slicing or beefsteak varieties. Make sure your next sauce or salsa is out of red cherry or grape tomatoes for a delightful taste and extra health protection. Yellow cherry tomatoes have no lycopene and are so low in acidity that they can result in sauce with lackluster flavor. Number 8. Onion nutrition. Use sweet onions, which give you only about one-third of the antioxidant benefits provided by more robust red and yellow varieties, for salads, sandwiches, and other foods you eat raw. Use hotter, more pungent onion varieties in all other foods. If you cook them for just 5 minutes, they will become sweet and mild without losing any nutrients. Red onions can be either sweet or hot. You can tell them apart at a glance because the hotter ones are oval or round, while the milder hamburger onions are flat and wide. Red Baron is a small variety with vibrant burgundy bulbs that are extra high in antioxidants. Yellow onions come in sweet and hot varieties as well, but they can look exactly the same. To identify the milder ones, look for the word sweet on the label. Western Yellow and New York Bold are good, pungent yellow varieties. Scallions, or green onions, are better for your health than full-size bulby onions because the green part of the vegetable is more nutritious than the white bulb. The same is true for leeks. Number 9. Leaf lettuce rules. Of the four main types of lettuce, leaf lettuce, crisp head, iceberg and the like, romaine and bib, leaf lettuce is the most nutritious. The reason has to do with the arrangement of its leaves. The sun is essential for plant growth, but it also emits damaging UV rays. Plants protect themselves from the harmful part of the sun spectrum by creating a chemical sunscreen in shades of red, purple, or reddish brown. When we eat the plants, those same chemicals go to work protecting us from UV light and diseases that result from UV exposure. The plant's protection becomes our protection. Leaf lettuce has most of its leaves open and arrayed to the sun, which makes it highly vulnerable to damage from UV light. To survive, it creates a high concentration of protective chemicals. Tightly wrapped, crisp head lettuce is the opposite, with only the outermost leaves exposed to the sun. Sheltered inner leaves have only 1% of the antioxidants found in leaf lettuce. Bib and romaine lettuces expose some outer leaves to the sun, but have encased inner leaves. In terms of nutrition, these lettuce types are midway between leaf lettuce and crisp head varieties. Red leaf varieties are the healthiest of all because they are rich in anthocyanins. And number 10, check the stems. Grapes and cherries sold in supermarkets are sometimes weeks old, yet they still look fresh. To determine their true age and thus their health potential, look at the stems, not the fruit. Fresh grapes and cherries have bright green, flexible stems. If they've been stored for weeks, the stems will have turned brown and started to wither. I've seen grapes in the supermarket that were so old, their stems were brittle and almost black. Needless to say, I walked on by. The article concludes with a couple of top nutrition tips to boost flavor. Tear lettuce into bite-sized pieces a day or so before you eat it to double the amount of antioxidants. Right after harvest, dunk greens such as lettuce and kale in ice water and store immediately in the crisper door of your fridge. Leaf lettuce is the most nutritious lettuce type. Red leaf lettuce is best. Store watermelon on the kitchen counter rather than in the refrigerator. Blackberries, blueberries, nectarines, peaches, raspberries, and strawberries should be grown at home or purchased locally. Choose grapes and cherries that have bright green, flexible stems. Older fruits have brown stems. Scallions and leeks are better for your health than full-sized bulb onions because the green parts are more nutritious than the white. Choose pungent, robust varieties of yellow and red onions for all cooking. Before you expose it to heat, let garlic rest for 10 minutes after chopping, slicing, or pressing it. Grow tomatoes at home or get them locally to ensure they'll be picked when ripe. Choose smaller and more darkly colored varieties of tomatoes when possible. And that takes us up against our time this morning. Thank you so much for joining us for the October 1st reading of The Environment. My name is John.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.